They're not easy to see, much less to visit, but yes, California does have glaciers.
There are 130 of them. They range in size from the extremely small up to big glaciers on Mount Shasta that still behave like giant glaciers do. A glacier is a mass of compacted snow and ice that creeps slowly downhill. It's a solid substance that flows. And so, of course, they can be very small, and eventually they melt away to nothing, which is, in fact, what's happening to nearly all the glaciers in California.
Tim Palmer, an award-winning nature writer and photographer, spent most of the year 2010 seeking out and documenting these disappearing ice fields. The result was his recent book, California Glaciers, which he sees as a farewell to them. It was a project, he recalls, that grew out of his earlier coffee table book, The Rivers of California.
I had to ask where these rivers coming from, and of course that takes you to the mountains, and then that takes you to the snowpack, and in some cases, that takes you to the glaciers. And I realized that this was the opportunity to capture them in photographs so that future generations can actually know what was here and to remind people today of what is still there but dwindling.
Over the course of three rounds of backcountry exploration on skis as well as hiking in spring, summer, and autumn, Palmer visited two dozen or more of the surviving glaciers, where he quickly learned that the midday sun was not his ally on the bright expanses of ice, and that an early start was needed to get the best pictures.
I was looking for the ultra-beautiful shot to really show these places in their final glory. And that shot is at sunrise, because they all face east and north. I soon discovered I had 50 minutes between the time when I could barely see the ground until when I had to be where I wanted to shoot at those first direct rays of sunlight on the peaks. So I camp as high as I possibly could. The bottom of these glaciers are entirely covered with rock rubble. And then in the morning, I dash up in that 50 minutes to get to that morning shot when the sun first hit the peaks and the glaciers beneath them.
There was one time, however, when the noon light was advantageous, when Palmer took his camera into an ice cave 10 feet beneath the surface of the McClure Glacier in Yosemite National Park.
I expected to be on the glaciers and all around them and to see them thoroughly. I never really expected to be in one, but I had that opportunity. There was a cave, and I was able to crawl back in this ice cave about 50 feet, and it was the most eerie, otherworldly experience. Water was running across the floor. Of course, all the sides and the ceiling were ice. The ceiling was just like a wet mirror of black ice. It was extraordinary.
At several locations, Palmer was able to contrast his modern-day photographs with images of the same glaciers taken a century earlier, when they were far larger. He says knowing how these geologic relics are gradually vanishing gave the project a bittersweet overlay.
There was this incredibly melancholic aspect to it because these are beautiful places that are disappearing. But on the other hand, it was this remarkable landscape that I had a whole summer to explore. So I just approached this project with tremendous gusto. I just really enjoyed being out there and exploring and finding what there was to show to the rest of the world.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.